You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett, and every week I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in. Hello and welcome to the Visibly Fit Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We've got the sun coming in. If you're looking on the video here, just kind of shining through, giving me a few rays. I love that. Hopefully the sun is shining where you are today as well. Listen, today we're going to talk about a couple things, but what's on my mind and my heart is the pursuit of happiness. Oh boy, that is just a lot to unpack, but I want to start actually with asking you, are you happy? And how many people have asked you that question or have said to you in your pursuit of their opinion about maybe one direction or another that you're wanting to go in life, and they tell you whatever makes you happy, that's what you should do, whatever brings you happiness. And I just want to say, just right out of the gate, if anyone ever responds that way to what you're asking, run. Run, because happiness is fleeting. Happiness is a choice and it can be had, but it's fleeting. And so often there are so many deceptions around happiness. But before we dive right into this whole happiness dialogue, I want to read just a quick little devotional out of my devotional book here. It's the Walk It Off Now Devo style book, Stepping into a Healthy, Faith-Filled Life. Anyway, this is a devotional called Opinions. It says, a great mentor of mine used to always say, everyone has an opinion, and opinions are like armpits. Some stink. While I used to just giggle or roll my eyes when he said this, I also thought in the back of my mind that he was right. Many people, including me, offer up their opinions even when they aren't asked for or welcomed. It's not that people in general are know-it-alls or anything like that. I truly believe that most people mean well and just want to help or to be heard. But they also want to fit in to a conversation or grow in value in a certain relationship and believe that their opinion will assist. So they mean well, right? But the problem with this is that when opinions are handed out, like candy from the mayor in a small town parade, it can be confusing and even a little dangerous. Everyone runs after an opinion just like that, you know, that they like best, basically, just like that candy. And in the process, it can leave you empty-handed, scratching your head and wondering what you're doing, making a fool of yourself for such a small piece of cheap candy. Well, the truth is that opinion, again, just like that candy, wasn't for you in the first place. When you fell for it, then it made for confusion to where you should go next. Do you ever find yourself running after others' opinions, leaning on their understanding as well as sometimes just your own? Well, we are told in Psalms 3, 5 through 6, it says, trust in the Lord. I know you know this verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. So God doesn't ever give us an opinion. He gives us truth. He gives us fact. And when we listen to others or ourselves, rather than listening to our Creator, then our path gets off course and we go after things that don't serve our God best and ultimately don't serve us best, leaving us maybe unhappy and on a pursuit of happiness. When happiness, again, is fleeting and happiness is a choice, but what remains sticky and what is deep and amazing is the deepness of the joy of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we know that in Nehemiah 8:10. And in fact, prior to that, that little piece of the verse, it says, do not grieve the joy of the Lord, is your strength. And so often I see people grieving about not being happy. And hey, we're all human. I've been there myself. But it's like, wait a minute. Let's have like a check. Like, why am I after XYZ thinking that's going to bring happiness when really joy is what I need? And it's going back to God's truth and the facts and not getting, I guess, encompassed with all of these opinions or comparing ourselves or our lives with other people. It's just such a deceptive trap. And so, in this devotional, I do have a couple questions. And so I'm just going to read these to you as well. And then I've got a prayer afterwards, but it says, can you recall a time when someone's opinion steered you off course? I know I have. And one of those opinions, part of the equation of that opinion was, yes, you should do it if it makes you happy. And so that was deceptive. Number two, for these questions, can you think of a time that you offered an opinion to someone and later regretted it? Maybe it was one of those opinions that were a little stinky, like someone's armpits, maybe your own. Maybe it was just an opinion and it didn't line up with God's word. And it could have steered somebody off track. How about this question? Is there an area of your life that you need to acknowledge and trust God? I'm sure you could say yes, yes, and yes, just like I can. There's so many times when we just kind of muster, you know, our own strength and we got it and we don't need God for this or that because we think it's too irrelevant or it's no concern of his, but he wants to be involved in every detail of our life. And so it's important to trust him. He knows what's best for us better than we know for ourselves, right? So we have to do a lot of soul searching, a lot of surrendering, a lot of forgiving, a lot of trusting. And then that's when we are in a great place of knowing that we have the joy of the Lord, and that is our strength. And when we have the joy of the Lord, then we can be happy, right? Like literally, we can choose happiness more often than not because that joy overrides and it sets you into a different space mentally and spiritually and also emotionally and physically, all the things. Okay, here's another question. Are you prepared to wait? Okay, here's a loaded question, right? Are you prepared to wait until God is ready for you to launch? Whatever that launch is, whatever that launch looks like, whether it's in your career, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in a financial investment, whatever it is, are you willing to wait? And man, I find that to be difficult, waiting. I like to, you know, see things take action and take action myself and to see things come to fruition. And you may be the same. But I'm also a recovering perfectionist, right? So I can also get stuck in the weeds a bit if things aren't going according to my expectations. And then I get disappointed and then it takes me on a loop sometimes. Maybe you're a little bit like that. I don't know. But I am in a place where, I mean, I'm always in a place of trusting God, but I'm in a place of leaning more into trusting him and the adventures that he has me on. And it doesn't always look like what I had pictured in my mind. In fact, it really doesn't at all. And I'm just trusting. I'm trusting that the Lord knows better, because in the times that we lean in and we trust him and we don't take others' opinions and we're not in this pursuit of happiness, but we're in this side-by-side intimate walk with the Lord, man, he will prune us. He will talk with us. He will prune us in great ways so that we can flourish in beautiful ways. Sometimes there's death and resurrection. And as we're in this, if you're listening to this live time, as we're moving into Holy Week, yeah, there's death and resurrection, right? In the life of Christ. And So often our life is symbolic of that, that death and resurrection. Again, whether it's literally with a loved one that is dying, and then one day you'll see them in heaven, right? And their soul is being resurrected to heaven, or maybe there's a death in a relationship, or but it becomes resurrected again, maybe not in that same capacity, but with somebody else, or I don't know. God always restores and redeems, but we have to trust, right? And it could be in your health and your well-being. Maybe you feel really like your health is just in a bottomless pit. You might even feel, maybe you've even said to yourself, talking about happiness, maybe you have said, you know what, I will be happy when, fill in the blank, I'll be happy when I lose, or, you know, I like to use the term release 10 pounds or 20 pounds or 50 pounds or whatever it is for you, then I'll be happy. Or maybe it's, I'll be happy when I go on vacation, right? It's that instant, quick kind of gratification kind of thing. Or I'll be happy when, I don't know, maybe your children are, you know, in a place where you feel confident that they are secure in their walk with the Lord, number one, but also in their career and with their family and just all of that, then I'll be happy. Or I'll be happy when, I don't know, I get my hair done or something. Just it becomes a lot of external stuff, right? I'll be happy when I get a new car. I'll be happy when I get a new house. I'll be happy when I get new carpet. my husband and I are talking about new carpet these days. So it's like, when does that really make you happy? It's in a moment. It's fleeting. It's just a thing, right? So when we are chasing the external validations, the external things that, you know, we think and we believe bring us happiness, it's a joke. It is a joke. It doesn't bring you happiness. It might improve things, and you might enjoy your surroundings more, and all that's great. It might help you walk your days out with a little more peace, knowing that your loved ones are taken care of. I mean, all of those things are great, right? But it's not happiness. And when we continue to pursue that happiness, we get disappointed. We get disappointed each and every time. That's why we have to be on the pursuit of God's path for our life, and not to be on this this track of really comparing ourselves with others, or going after material possessions that will never amount to anything. You can't take anything with you when you die, right? So what can you take with you as far as like material possessions you can't take with you, but what can you take with you, or what can you leave, should I say? What kind of legacy can you leave? That's all about relationships. That's all about loving people well. That's the joy. That's the happiness, if you will, when we are serving others and loving on others and encouraging and motivating and helping people get better in their life. That's why I love what I do. I love seeing people break through to the other side of their health and their well-being situation. They may be stuck in some sort of dis-ease in their body, right? Now medications. And my goal is to get them on a track of health and healing. They may be stuck with their mindset. They may be stuck with negativity and just in a bad way with themselves. They may be stuck with believing lies that aren't true about themselves. And again, we're all human. We all have those moments, but staying stuck in lies and not, you know, allowing God's truth and his words to override those, that's when it becomes a problem. That's when you get into a downward spiral. That's when you start and, should I say, stop taking action. You don't start anything. You stop. You stop having any kind of goals or passion or desires, or you just stop. You're just stuck. And that brings on major unhappiness. I was looking at a Gallup poll, and I just looked this up online, and it just says that this was back in 2022, but it says there is a global rise of unhappiness. And we know because of the pandemic and such and all of that, that's changed a lot of people's happiness meter, so to speak. But I just want to really reiterate that happiness is a choice. I have seen people that are in some of the worst poverty situations that are happy. They have the joy of the Lord. And it's so humbling and amazing to see when someone that has nothing is happy. And so how does that happen? Again, it's a choice. It is a choice. But going back to this Gallup poll really quick, it said that, I'm just going to read here. Unhappiness has been rising worldwide for a decade, but almost every world leader missed it. Why? Because they were focused on measures like GDP and unemployment. Almost none of them were paying attention to how people were feeling. Now, feelings, they tell us a lot, but they also lie because we can stay stuck in a feeling, okay? And so I understand and I have great respect for Gallup polls, my goodness, and they do a lot of research. But, you know, I would say that, again, it becomes a choice of being happy. And with people on social media and people just consuming all kinds of media, and again, I've been there too. We get sucked in. We get sucked into someone else's life. You get sucked into maybe a lie that you're not good enough. You're not where you're supposed to be. You're not doing enough. You're not making enough. You're not being a better, you know, best parent or best spouse or whatever, like, or you're not serving enough. Like, it can just make you feel like very small. That's that sound I just made. Yeah, that means very, very small. And it just brings you down and it's a lie. And I just want to encourage you because, again, happiness is fleeting. We want the joy of the Lord. That is found on the path of restoration. The path of restoration is where we find that joy. So whatever you're going through, whatever you're maybe feeling down and out in, maybe you have been given a diagnosis that is unfavorable. Don't lean into your own understandings, right? Do not trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean in on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. So when we acknowledge the Lord, he will give us wisdom. He will put the right people in our path. He will, give us a different attitude when we're in the season that we're in. Okay. And then that will bring joy and ultimately it'll bubble up happiness. And again, happiness is fleeting. It's a choice, but we can have it. We can overcome this global, epidemic of unhappiness that Gallup poll says that we are in. And I just believe that, it's up to us. And not to be so stressed to decide how we want to live our life. So one of the things that I wanted to share too in this poll, let me look here for just a second. It says, looking it up, it just was talking about how people are, they don't have a quality job. Like they're not enjoying their career, right? So that's kind of making them unhappy. They're stressed about money, understandable with inflation, but they don't have good or great communities for support. That is a big piece of the puzzle. They don't have good physical health. That's a huge piece of the puzzle because when you're not feeling good, when you don't have energy, when you are maxed out, stressed out, you can't operate in a way of problem solving, right? And it just sends you down a spiral. So that's why I'm so passionate about people's health. That's why I'm passionate about your health, mind, body, spirit, emotions, because we want to be problem solvers. We want to move forward instead of staying stuck or going back in unhealthy habits or unhealthy thought processes. So I believe that we can overcome this, you know, this global unhappiness reality, according to this poll, but we have to do our part. All right. We have to do our part. And while you may be in a situation where there's some financial stress, or maybe someone in your family, maybe a child is going through some tough stuff, you know, emotionally, and then that can bring you down as a parent and not knowing what to do. But again, do not lean on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord. Seek His truth. Seek His counsel, and you will be guided, right? He will guide you along your way. Again, so often we tend to think that we've got to take care of the situation, that if it's up to me. Well, I just think that's a bad way of going about it because we don't have all the answers individually. Collectively, as a community, we can get a lot of stuff done, right? We really can. We're stronger together. And so who is in your community and how can they lift you up without telling you an opinion that is going to kind of lead you down the wrong path? An opinion of, oh, whatever makes you happy. Yes, definitely. Go for that job or go for that relationship or whatever the case may be, if it makes you happy. Again, run from those responses. Those are not healthy responses. Those are not healthy answers. We tend to just get into a place of spiraling when we can't see our way out. And so that's where community can really come in and encourage us and help us problem solve if we are kind of in a place where we have blinders on, right? And maybe we're only just, I don't know, maybe you're too caught up in your emotions that you can't think straight and you need someone to, again, speak truth over you. And go to God's word. Go to God's word over and over again. If it's not sinking in, keep going. Keep going and reading His word. Eventually, words will pop off the page like 3D and it will speak to your heart. So trust in Him. Trust in Him. I promise He will guide you. And sometimes these decisions or that you might be needing to make in the pursuit of happiness may not feel so happy or may not feel so joyful as you're looking to make your way to the solution of whatever question or whatever you have going on in your life, because change is different, right? So it feels hard. It's not hard. It's just different. But we are so human that we don't always like change. We get caught up in our comfortable way of doing things, even if that comfortable way, quote unquote, is painful. It's so bizarre, but that's just how we operate. We like the familiar, and we have to get out of the familiar in order to see what God really has for us. And so where is that for you? Where do you need to step outside of the boat? I know I've got a couple ways that I'm stepping outside the boat, and I'm allowing God. I'm having a lot of like soul searching, deep conversations with the Lord. And yes, I'm talking to my best friend. Yes, I'm talking to my husband. I'm talking to people that can pour into me and not tell me, yeah, do whatever makes you happy. No, they're giving me sound, solid, biblical advice, but I'm going to God's word first and having an intimate conversation with Him, because ultimately I want to do what He wants me to do. And speaking of getting outside of the boat, Todd and I have really, Todd, my husband, and I have really been just taken back by a ministry. And I don't talk too much about our other podcast here on this one, but I want you to check it out. Your Biggest Breakthrough is our other podcast. And we interview Dr. Pete Sulak, who has been on this podcast as well. But also we interviewed a couple, Preston and Holly Todd, and they are all part of Matthew 10 International. And our hearts are just in a, I don't know. It's like we are on a mission. We're on a mission to help these people that are in enslaved be set free. And so I want you to go and look more into this. It's an opportunity for you to take part of this as well. You don't really realize that people are being, I guess that there's people enslaved, right? You really don't really think about it until you see it. And it's like eye-opening. And it's like, wow. This should not be going on, not in this country, not in any country. And so we have taken on the goal of raising $60,000. That's right. You heard it. I believe that's 16 families to be set free. And I want you to seriously consider setting a family free. We've already set one family free. We're about to set another family free because we're so passionate about getting people into a place where they can have freedom. I mean, freedom from just, they're making bricks is what they're doing. They're making bricks. This is in Pakistan, but this is in other places too. But in Pakistan, they're making bricks all day long from 13 to 17 hours a day. Not just the man of the family, not just the whole family. They all have to do this. And they, because they took a loan out from this brick kiln owner and they can never pay it back. It's just disheartening, and it's hard for me to even fathom. So it's even hard for me to articulate the words, but I am on a mission. And so this brings me joy. This makes me happy when I'm serving and helping others. And so I want you to go to the website that is in the show notes and check out and see how you can contribute and help us set these families free. There are videos there to show you what all this looks like. People, when they're set free, the entire family set free from the bondage of the slavery, and the debt is being paid back to the brick kiln owners. They get a home, they get rent paid for 6 months, they get clothes, they get food, they get a reception, like a freedom celebration reception. They get a little cart that they can actually go and start their own business with. I mean, you should see the before and afters of their faces. Like when they are set free, they have the biggest smile and joy on their faces. And of course we share the love of Christ and the truth of Christ with them, but man, it's powerful stuff. So I want you to go check it out. Again, it's in the show notes, but that makes me happy. And, while that may be, again, happiness is fleeting, right? I don't feel like this happiness is fleeting. This is like joy and happiness all like in one word, because it's powerful when you can see others break through and have victories like this and get their life back. And so there's so many ways that maybe you listening, you want to get your life back. Maybe you're not, a slave to anybody, but maybe you are a slave to financial debt. Okay. Maybe, with credit cards or whatever, maybe you have been a slave to, your disease and the unhealthy ways in which you have self-sabotaged your body and the habits that you've been doing for years and years and years, and the accumulation of unhealthy ways. Maybe that is how you've been a slave. And you're not reflecting yourself, who you really are, on the outside. That can feel like you're in prison, right? And so I want you to be free. I want you to be free too with your health. So many ways in which we're operating here that you can find happiness by taking small, simple steps. For us, it was taking a small, simple step and helping a family be free, literally from slavery. But for you, if you're listening and your health is not in a good way, maybe it's taking a small, simple step with your health so that you can gain that freedom. Maybe it's putting a plant on every plate so that it starts to fuel your body best and you start to eat life-giving foods as opposed to cheeseburger and fries, right? Maybe you're starting, you're committing to drink more water. Maybe you're willing to take a step and commit to taking a walk around the block. And then that walk around the block turns into two blocks, three blocks. What is it for you that will get you out of the prison that you're in? All right. And maybe you've never thought of it that way, but I want you to look at it that way, because you deserve to be in your best, healthiest self, mind, body, spirit, emotions. Maybe it's an unhealthy, abusive relationship. What does that look like for you? Is it where you need to take the next step to get out of that relationship? Or is it taking a next step to getting help? Maybe it's therapy, you know, whatever it is. Take that step, because that's where you're going to see the freedom. That's where you're going to get that that momentum going, so that you really can have that real happiness, that real joy that comes from deep inside. And it's that joy of the Lord, because when we are obedient, that's where that shows up. So, all right, I was totally on just soapbox like crazy, huh? But thank you for listening to it. I appreciate it. But I'm passionate about you not getting sucked into the deceptions of you know, happiness in the fleeting sense of happiness, the momentary, you know, possessions that you think are going to make you happy, when really it's not gonna make you happy. It's only in that moment. So do what really is going to bring you joy. And it just is an accumulation of taking healthy next steps. So if I can help you with that, go to wendypett.com, and I'd be more than happy to help you. We've got a 7-week accelerator program that I believe and I know could get you from one side to the other side of your health freedom. So I'd be happy to coach you and would be honored to do that. But if you're in another situation where you feel enslaved in some way, a relationship, financial, stop like, you know, putting blinders on. Do something about it. Do the uncomfortable. Get out of the situation you're in so that you can really be in the place that God has for you to begin with. All right. So let's, in closing, I want to go to the prayer that's in my devotional here for this devotion on opinions. It says, Father God, forgive me for being impatient at times and for going to others to seek their opinion over your truth. Thank you for your mercy. I praise you and acknowledge that your ways are best. Show me next steps to take and people that I may need to create healthy boundaries with in order to serve you better. I'm so grateful that you love me through my sinful nature and direct me back on track, making my path straight again. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Yes, he will get us back on the path that he has for us. We do not need to look to the left or to the right, looking at what others are doing. Just stay on the track he has for you and for me. All right. I hope this resonated with you somehow or another, but thank you for tuning in to this episode of Visibly Fit. Tune in next week. We have Dr. Michael Greger, and that's going to be a great one. I'm super excited to have him on the show. So tune in and share this one with others, but be blessed and make it a great day.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypett.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.